Ishaan Gordon Cullen of Edmonton, Alberta, born April 3, 1971. I am saying to every Canadian and others the following audio podcast of the latest threats and abuses to my life and rights as a Canadian, is the truth, the whole truth and not anything other, as the Spirit of God as my witness. You heard my podcasts with my real voice. Because of the burden of using my own voice, I have this podcast done in a somewhat simulated sounding voice. I say as an official legal public record statement with the full effect of affirming on a witness stand in a court of law, that every word which you shall hear in this audio podcast is my word with not any assistance from any body, within the spirit, words, and wordings. The words you shall hear in this recording are a signature of who I am and the way I think right now and for the rest of my life, for this is the reality, the truth I know, which I must let you know. In the Jasper Place Hotel building where I lived, I got a December 9, 2019 dated letter put on my door that warned that Alberta Health Services would be appearing to conduct a room-to-room inspection on December 17. I strongly suspect that was to attempt to find something to use against me, while they knew I would be later taken by corrupt EPS cops on December 12 until December 17. The 17th that day that Alberta Health said they would be conducting a so-called Jasper Place building cleaning room inspection. December 12th I was taken by EPS cops and December 17th I got bail. December 12th when I went to see that judicially forced illegally misapplied probation officer at 96-2103A Avenue inside downtown headquarters, I was rather met by two cops that entrapped me and abducted me. They said I breached a condition. As you Albertans and Canadians and others know, we are talking about unjustly, unconstitutionally, judicially forced misapplied conditions following a totally phony June 2019 kangaroo trial. Now with respect to that probation appointment entrapment abduction December 12, 2019, I was brought into that corrupt downtown headquarters. Inside I told a male cop and a female cop that they are heading to hell for arresting me. They interestingly responded by saying they are already in hell. I then said, "You have not been in hellfire." That male EPS cop then strangely said, "Oh, you'd be surprised." I then said, "No, you were not. If you were, you would be in terror." That male cop said, "You don't know me and I don't know you." I then said, "I know that Satanists are running systems in Alberta." That male cop then said, "All right then." This was inside their downtown headquarters at 96-2103A Avenue. Was that an admission that I was arrested by Satanists that are child predators? I must say yes. While conspiring that December 12, 2019 day arrest, from November 27 through into December and on December 12 EPS cops knew my friends publicly posted, therefore published my full official story report, in which I have given the proof exposing that persons running systems in Edmonton and Alberta were for years, and are, playing in material of youth porn under guise of investigating. Yes, December 12, 2019 I was abducted. Based on what? They chose to, double dip, arrest me December 12, 2019, yes, double dip arrest me for a September 9, 2019, unjust, unconstitutional, arrest find, in which they took a laptop they found inside an old bathroom rat in my Dwayne's house room where I lived in September. I say double dip because, weeks later in court that laptop they dismissed. Yes, dismissed that September 9th arrest charge, and discarded using that laptop as evidence of a breached condition, yet although from September 9th they only needed, weeks to know what was in that computer hard drive, they sat on that hard drive, that they first dismissed, and they months later used that to entrap and abduct me 3 months later on December 12th, at a time when they had known, at a time when they had known from November 27, 2019, and on that December 12th day that my friends published my story with my published proof exposing that persons running systems in Edmonton and Alberta have been for years playing in material of youth porn under guise of investigating, yes, were for years and were in June 2019 throughout a unjustly forced phony trial forced on me, as they are today 6 months later, playing in material of youth porn under guise of investigating. They were sitting on that September 9th laptop forensics knowledge, while knowing that. Yes, while at a very very significant point of time after September 9th, yes, sitting on that data while knowing about my published proof exposing, that by a non-criminal warning message system persons were and are inviting people of all ages to that which definitely never was really blocked, that which is all found under the title nnclub.net, the proof which is in my 2019 to 2020 full public interest report. Although it is irrelevant, because, 1, that laptop technically was not mine, and because constitution-wise using that laptop is extremely unjustly, unconstitutionally and illegally immoral, and irrelevant because I have publicly proven I have had a subsection 6 right for years, yes, although it is irrelevant, we know as a legal and civil law point, that because of the quickening 2019 supermedia nature of my story exposing systematic disinformation and misinformation, it is not believable to think they would not have used greatest forensic speed to act out a complete hard drive examination that may take between 15 to 35 hours or more, which is why we know they sat on that data while knowing about my published proof exposing system persons playing in nnclub.net under guise of investigating. And really beside that, we know that right now, weeks after that December 12th double dip charge, they have had to know of my report proving that nnclub proven system matter. Therefore we know carrying on with that charge is like EPS cops walking up to you or a total stranger, saying, "Hello sir," or "Hello ma'am." Although we have zero legal grounds, today we decided that you will be charged as if you are a bank robber. If they carry on with that December 12th charge, it is equivalent to Edmonton judges, prosecutors, and cops openly saying we Edmonton judges, prosecutors and EPS cops are violent child traffickers, rapists in bed with child pornographers, and we are at work to anti-lawfully maliciously prosecute Sean again while you citizens watch. Yes, we know carrying on with that charge is like them standing naked with a loud mic on a extra high stage saying, "Yes Edmonton citizens and all Canadians and Americans and others watching, we are total tyrannical hypocrites that preposterously self-embarrassingly in total disrepute are heading to madly maliciously falsely prosecute Sean Cullen again. This will mean that persons running Alberta Edmonton's judicial and policing system are even dumber than people that were acting out Salem witch trials in 1692. And if lawyers, civil rights advocates, let that, then they are with eternally cursed willfully retarded body gas emissions, navel gazing at their own talents and so-called words of honor. I now must give a plea on January 15th. And there are added matters that weigh in, which is that of media evidencing that there is systematic tyranny and hypocrisy at work to accuse, to divert, disconcert, hurt, and bury falsely accused or unrightly accused people under remand dirt. NationalPost.com News. Female guards at Edmonton prison launch lawsuit alleging bullying sex assaults. Globalnews.ca News. Edmonton police officer sexual assault forcible confinement. EdmontonJournal.com News. Court sides with man who complained of cover-up in alleged police brutality case. CalgaryHerald.com News. Disgraced ex-cop Stephen Lawrence Huguette sues force for police brutality and cruel and unusual treatment by guards and by Alberta Health medical staff inside correctional facility after he, the officer Stephen Lawrence Huguette, was convicted of possessing youth porn in 2009. 660citynews.com 2019 Calgary police officer Stephen Lawrence Huguette sues CPS CPA and chief of police, Huggett, citing sexual harassment by police, bullying, labeled a rat. TLS Enterprises reported evidence of a boys' club running Edmonton's Remand, and that work computers are used to access porn. Perhaps to access NN club youth porn and child porn. There you see that although Edmonton police are acting to conjure up again another extremely unjust and extremely charter breaching prosecution stage, there is alarmingly visibly a matter of sexual assaults, sexual harassment, bullying, and facilitated computer porn inside Edmonton's remand and facilities. And that report by Officer Huguette that he was labeled a rat, corroborates my 2019 court testimony that when I was falsely arrested August 28, 2015, a EPS cop jumped out of a white van and yelled rat. How can prosecutor James Rowan let this later laptop BS go ahead? As every Canadian and others can see, I am being systematically targeted and attacked and they will not leave me the hell alone. This is such a mockery to the rule of law and so nuts that I feel I must remind people my report is not a jest, not fiction. It is perverted and worthy of hellfire, if former Officer Huguette knows about what I have proven online, and yet rather than speak up for the Constitution is heading to file a lawsuit. After a long night in a cell December 13, 2019 morning inside that downtown headquarters via a video screen I spoke to a J.P., Justice of the Peace with respect to bail and their deceptively sat on forensics data, so-called December 12th charge. That December 13th morning I told that J.P. I publicly gave proof charging police first and I said prosecutors wanting to deny my bail are involved in that material. That J.P. strangely said she would mute me if I interrupt. I said, what, mute me, for expressing myself. I said this is my life on the line. I said I exposed that persons running our systems are playing in material of youth, under guise of investigating. I said this is a witch hunt. I said, persons running systems are not above the law. That JP tried referencing an individual named Clark that acted as a false witness in September 2019 by acting as if I used inappropriate language, and yet a civilian investigation has exposed that Clark left comments on a Reddit thread proving Clark has comments accommodating or lending to bestiality and incest. I did not raise that but I said referencing Clark is propaganda. And I said that laptop taken in September was not mine and I said even if that were there is a section of the criminal code called subsection 6 that gives citizens the lawful right to access and make material public if that is to reveal and or expose for the public good. By that time the corrupt female prosecutor by that JP actually turned and suggested a publication ban. I then said oh no you are not going to try a cover up. I said I am online and I have proven I am not guilty of anything and was falsely branded. I told that JP my published report which my friends published is found through theprover.blogspot.com. That JP chose to adjourn till December 16, 2019. On that December 13, 2019 morning I was sent to Edmonton's remand. There a remand guard named D. Orion put me through a body scanner. Orion was saying filthy words at me and harassing me. I had a suppository for mild hemorrhoids but did not tell that guard, because he spoke like a violent pervert. I was put in a dry cell waiting to be put on a unit. I had an issue because of that suppository. I was put in a dry cell by the administration section. All night they had the cell intercom turned off and they would not see if I needed to use a washroom. I was forced to pass urine into a brown paper lunch bag and later into a styrofoam cup. The morning of December 14th I found the intercom was turned on. Between 8:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. I used the cell intercom to tell a guard that the cell intercom was turned off all night and that I was forced to pass urine into a brown paper bag and later into styrofoam cups. That guard that answered the intercom in malicious mockery said, gee that sucks. He then a second after turned off the intercom. That confirmed I was being targeted by remand facility criminal neglect and terrorism. That entire day likewise I was not fed any food and water, not till after 5 p.m. when I waved down a supervisor. I asked what time it was. Codex and surveillance should verify this, which is a 100% real public interest record. The next day, December 15th, I was not fed till after 12 when I waved down a supervisor. I asked if I could be rescanned and taken out of dry cell and put on a unit. Later guard Orion and a guard named Unston put me through their body scanner. I told Orion that I would be seeking criminal charges against him. That is when of greatest interest, Unston said to me. Epstein never lasted long. By that I took that as a admission and death threat. By using that language, that guard likened himself and that other guard to systematic traffickers of children that murder Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell. I told Unston and Orion that I am not Epstein, I am a social scientist and everything I have to say is already published. I asked Unston what his full name was, yet he gave a different name. I then said, "Yeah, well, your guard uniform says Unston." Inside the man's change room, Unston took and threw into the garbage my phone numbers for lawyers. He said, "What do you think about that?" I said, "That breaches my charter rights. The surveillance camera in that bathroom change room recorded that matter. That shows a conspiracy to isolate me and want to keep me from reaching the world outside of Edmonton's remand." That language incriminated a measure of Edmonton's remand and Edmonton's system to trafficking and or exploitation of youth and children. That confirms that remand accusers are abusers. This public interest record on what those guards messaged is the truth, the whole truth and not anything other as God as my witness. I have not misinterpreted what Unston said, that was a death threat that Orion was a party to. December 16th I was brought down to the remand videotron court floor where I spoke to a video screen through which I saw a different JP for bail. A male JP, I quickly said my life was threatened by a way I was compared to Jeffrey Epstein. I told of the names D. Orion and Unston, and I said I was not fed and not let out to use a washroom, which forced me to pass body fluid into a paper bag and styrofoam cups. I said I was not given the basic necessities of life. That JP said, "I am very sorry to hear that." I said I have proven in my published story online proofs proving I am not guilty and in my published report have proven that persons running systems are playing in a market of material under guise of investigating, and I said for the record that that prosecutor is involved in that. I said because I could not get to a phone I have not been able to talk to a lawyer. That JP asked me whether or not I wanted to adjourn till the 17th or next week. I said December 17th, 2019. I was not put further in that toiletless cell, by that pride-cursed satanically positioned administration section. I was brought to the corrupt remand infirmary unit and found the intercom not working in the cell. I was brought down to that videotron floor in cuffs and shackles. I told a guard named Lloyd that it is corrupt that I was brought down in cuffs and shackles. I said I am a publicly proven social scientist with business owners and citizens across the city who are my supporters. I said that there are persons running Edmonton's remand are at work to cause a illusion that I need cuffs and shackles. I said it is propaganda and shows there are corrupt people at work managing Edmonton's remand. Lloyd responded by saying, "You could not be more correct." On that December 17th, 2019 day I faced a different JP, a different female than that first JP. I was surprised to hear Prosecutor James Rowan talk about me getting bail. And he reminded the court I am seeking to appeal that June 2019 false conviction. I am guessing, what was not known is that, legal aid at one level has obstructed justice and exposed its wickedness at youth and children, yes, exposed itself by denying me financial coverage. I am trying to find a lawyer with honor and integrity to help me. December 17th, 2019 I got bail. I hope that what James Rowan said was not to mislead citizens of Edmonton and the Canadian public into thinking I am being presumed innocent, pacifying any public view yet actually heading to further harm my freedom and constitutional rights. After all, people do not care. They will in time forget about me, acting desensitized while they sit watching TV reruns eating French fries. Is that what James Rowan thinks? A plea date for that unjust double-dip charge is set for January 15, 2019. I am letting businessmen and friends and others know just in case I am in danger of being abducted, a fifth time, in an attempt to hide me away so the people of Alberta and others do not hear from me. You see that after that December 12, 2019 unjust arrest, in a smoking gun short time I suffered extreme systematic abuse to my constitutional rights and every charter right. This latest witch hunt charge must be thrown out. Points to have in mind, that September laptop as I told the court in September 2019, was not mine but belonged to a Duane's home resident I paid who agreed to edit audio and PDF data if I swore on the Bible that I did not condemn him by divulging who he is. For months I had told many Duane's house persons about the NN Club reality. I even told security and management. I was asked why I had to capture and make evidence of material public. I said by saving an image you can check what is called property which tells you evidence of file type, file size, image ID, and perhaps other evidence. And I said I am a social scientist who acted on a law section called subsection 6 which gave me every reason and right to do what I did for our public good. And in Duane's house, occupancy of persons' rooms are at times transient and any can ask to have a security key set to access any room number if they ask. And I know from years of experience there are guards that cannot be trusted with security of rooms. Exposed cops do not get to dramatically attempt to hyper-reuse that September dismissed laptop they sat on for months, to later terrorize and hyper-displace the real significant context of everything I have published which is my real story and which is of international and local constitutional interest. I have witnessed for years corrupt EPS cops and system persons using ambiguity, verbosity, and intentional deviations away, from needed language helpful in keeping everyone on track to what we are really talking about, yes designing language and terms to war at the pellucidity of everything I reveal and all I expose. I am now one of the most abducted, illegally hidden away, systematically abused and lied about and misrepresented citizens in Canadian history. Please Mr. Rowan do something with integrity. Now to all persons running systems, witness my summit podcast proof of how we know the first New Testament written text was not written in a way that is unsupernatural by mortal designs.